All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So the draft is quickly approaching.
Yeah, it is.
So I have a pre-draft list of winners and losers going into the draft.
Okay.
For various reasons. Number one on the list is the Atlanta Falcons for finally securing their quarterback, getting Mooney and Rondell Moore. They can now take the best player available at number 8 or trade to a quarterback needy team.
I have no argument. The only thing that separated them from back-to-back division titles was a functioning quality quarterback. I mean, Cousins, you don't have to love him. He's at least that.
I think for Atlanta, it really boils down to what the Cardinals do at 4. If there's no movement and the Cardinals don't trade and their fourth quarterback does not go, now Atlanta becomes that viable option, or, you know, your Giants come into play, Mike. But, yeah. I think pick number 4 is going to be the pick that kind of sets the whole draft night off.
And a loser, Arizona, because they didn't help Kyler Murray out basically at all. Much of Arizona's focus in early free agency was on defense. Not a lot of help for Kyler.
And it kind of goes to what I just said. If Arizona says, you know what, we're not taking the bait, we're going to go get Marvin Harrison Jr., and we're going to give him to Kyler Murray, and he's the best wide receiver in this, then you feel like, okay, this makes up for you not going out getting offensive players.
Well, the problem is still they've never put a good offensive line around Kyler. And that I can't rationalize. You know, you take a QB number 1, you know he's tiny. I mean, why? But they're a shipwreck of a franchise. I mean, the owner's under investigation. The GM left in disgrace. The whole thing's a mess.
Winner is Philadelphia for prioritizing defense this offseason. They were 26 in yards allowed and 30th in points allowed last year in the NFL, bringing in Vic Fangio and a bunch of players on defense to help shore it up.
It looks good on paper, Kenny. I need to know mentally where the Eagles are, because they had an epic meltdown at the end of the year where I believed in this team, and I thought this team had all the personnel to go back to the Super Bowl, and by the end, nobody was picking them in the game against with Tampa. It was like, yeah, they were awful. So tell me that your coordinators are now good, that your head coach is good, and you got this under wraps, and we don't have to worry about getting your head of security kicked out and everything falling apart, and I'll believe in this Eagles team again.
I think he said it all. It's all about the locker room. It's all about whether that team even wants to play for Nick Sirianni anymore. That was a complete disaster.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And a loser, the Cowboys, for basically doing nothing. People will tell you that it was because of their limited cap space. But as we always say, this is the NFL and the cap is not real.
Whatever it is, they needed to do more. And I'm not telling you they should have had the biggest offseason, because the cap, there are limitations. But Rico, they did zero.
Yeah.
Absolute zero.
They did zero, and it's not like they were a team that was on the cusp or just lost out in the Super Bowl and said, we're just going to run it back with the same personnel. Got embarrassed again in the playoffs, and yeah, I mean, my goodness, Green Bay just took your heart early in that game, and you were never in it. So, no, I expected them to make some major moves. I don't know if it's because they're afraid of what Dak is going to cost them down the line, so they're trying to save pennies, but you should have did something.
And my favorite winner on here so far is the Houston Texans, bringing in Diggs, re-signing Dalton Schultz, Noah Brown, Desmond King, and getting Joe Mixon in the mix. They're in the all-win-now approach.
Yeah.
And they're a winner for
them. They have a rookie-scale QB. He might be the second-best quarterback in football. They're in a Super Bowl window. They recognized it. They did everything in their power to do it. And now, to me, I have no problem if you want to have a conversation of saying, hey, they're the biggest threat to the Chiefs.
The only thing that I'm hesitant about with the Texans is the sophomore slump with C.J. Stroud. You know, will teams catch up to him and you find out, okay, maybe he's not as good, they figured him out type of thing. But Kenny, if that is not true, then what Mike just said stands. Like, they're going all in. It's kind of the aggressiveness that I wanted to see a local team here have.
How dare you?
Where you just say, I don't care about next year. I'm only worried about this year.
And a loser, the Baltimore Ravens, because they literally lost too many players. Jadeveon Clowney, Patrick Queen, Josh Simpson, Ronald Darby. I mean, you name it, they've lost it. I think that makes them a loser.
What they didn't lose, though, was their defensive tackle pairing up the middle, which is dominant. They added Derrick Henry. Look, I just think the biggest...
And they're the Ravens, and they somehow always just find a way.
Well, and again, Lamar will find a way to end their season in the playoffs because he sucks. Sorry? Sorry?
The last winner on this
list.
You
get a half bill on that.
Okay.
The last winner on this list, which I might disagree with and call it a loser, but the Steelers for reshaping their quarterback room, if you want to call Russell Wilson a win, I don't know that I'd call it a win. I think he's a weird dude.
How about this? They've got two options. They've got hope at the quarterback spot. Did they have it before making this pair of moves? Absolutely not.
No, but I think we all see who the quarterback is, but for some reason, they promise Russ, you're going to get the first crack at this, and you're willing to throw away about 3-4 games this year. Hopefully you win a couple, because I think in the end, you're going to regret not just, you know, coming out and playing Justin Fields right out the gate.
And that is your NFL pre-draft winners and losers.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.